بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نعمة المهدى ورحمة الموزان وله، وأعوذ بالله من شرور الأنفس ومن سيئات الأعمال، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. Our class today is about the two important concepts. And if you think that you are too far, you can come closer. If you cannot hear me, I don't see any microphone here. Therefore, I cannot. I will not be able to raise my voice more than I doing now. Okay. Today we are discussing two important concepts. We'll call them two negative behaviors. The behavior of being arrogant, called kibr in Arabic, or ajab, have too much pride that is not what does not is not company with humbleness. Too much proud. But a person can be proud, but proud with no humbleness is a negative behavior. Therefore, in this continuation of the our series of negative behavior, we would like to address tonight, or this evening, inshallah, these two habits or behavior. How do you know if a person is arrogant? What do you see in that person? When you say so-and-so is arrogant, what do you mean by that? What makes us say such a thing? What makes us say or believe this person is arrogant? From your experience in life, have you met any person in your life who is arrogant? Or do you think he's arrogant or she is arrogant? Never?
Yes, I do.
You have. What kind of criteria do you use? What makes you think that person is arrogant?
A person who thinks he's better than anybody.
A person thinks that they're better than everybody, or everyone else. What else? What kind of behavior that a person have to exhibit or show that indicates that this person is arrogant? Yes. He does not care about other people. He's self-centered, or she's self-centered. What else?
Too much of something.
What are you saying?
Too much of education or something.
A person have too much education is arrogant?
Could be. I saw it.
Not could be. I want to say, what make you think a person have higher education or too much education? There's not too much education, by the way. A person have a lot of education, that person become arrogant. Not necessarily. You can be the most knowledgeable person and still humble.
Maybe closed-minded or intolerant in their you know, their way or no way. And
yes, very much into their opinion. My opinion is the right all the times. My way or the highway. My way or the highway. You hear that expression? That the person think too much of themselves, they think nothing of others. What else? Good. Now we have started the class by feeling from you or understanding what you think of kibar is. Now the word kibar in Arabic, it came from the roots of this kabbara, okay? Or to enlarge, or to make something greater than it is. And also kibar in Arabic means perfection. Absolute perfection. And completion of things. Now, if you take this definition of arrogance and examine it in the light of Islam, then we come to understand that the only time we think about perfection when we think of what?
Allah.
Of God, Allah. The only time we think of perfection is when we think of Allah. And that's why one of the names of Allah is Al-Mutakabbir. It means the one who have all the perfection. He's above his creation. He cannot be one of his creation because his creation are imperfect. In order for him to be God, he cannot be like the creature. There's a difference between the creator and the creature. Therefore, him, he has the perfection. All the perfection. Therefore, one aspect of this meaning, of this word mutakabbir in Arabic, it meant perfection. That's why the word, you cannot say the word mutakabbir in Arabic, translate the word arrogant. Because it's negative concept when you talk about God. When you use the word mutakabbir, you have to say the one who most perfect. God the most perfect. Now, what the relation between the mutakabbir, Allah's name, the most perfect, and kibar, which is the negative behavior? The person who is arrogant, he or she, they think they are perfect. They think that they have it all. And that's why put them become in that category of being arrogant. Because they want to assume God attribute by being perfect. Okay? Therefore, this is one of the aspects of it. The other concept of it was called istilah in Islamic terminology, is that the characteristic of the person who commit kibr or arrogance is the person that does not accept anything is right or truth. You tell them this is the way it is. They say no, rejecting the truth. You know, denying what is correct, what is right. And also belittling people. The two characteristics of an arrogant person. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, said, Al-kibr huwa batru al-haq wa ghamtu al-nas. Batru al-haq, mean batru, to reject, not to accept the truth, and to belittle people. Those two, when they get together in someone, that person is called arrogant, mutakabbir. Okay. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah said, kibr, or arrogant, being arrogant is to think too much of yourself, more than who you are. You enlarge, you think of yourself greater than who you are. And when a person thinks that they're above all other people, and they act upon it, they don't only think it, but they act also upon it. That's why racism is arrogance. Because a person, he or she feels, by being black, by being white, by being, Orientals, whatever color a person might have, they think because of their race, they're better than other people. That is the definition of arrogance. And that's why racism is a product of being arrogant. Any racist person is an arrogant person. A racist person cannot, or a sexist person who think that women are low and so forth, belittling women, for example, it's more likely men, there's some women belittle men too, But most of the time, it is the male and female thing. When a person think low of someone because of their gender, or because of their race, that person is arrogant. Okay. The other thing Imam Ghazali rahimahullah said is being arrogant is to believe that you are special because of who you are, by race or by gender, or because of the position, the power you have, or the money, and you think other people, they don't been elevated to your position. When you look at them, if I have more money than the others, I look to the poor people and said, you know, I cannot sit and eat with them. And that's why there's so many people are really into status. Status. You said, who's been invited to your party? Then he said, so and so and so and so. I didn't know any one of those people. He said, what do you mean by you don't know anyone? Because people sometimes, they want to go to someone in their status. You know, and that's why sometimes I find people, we define people by class, upper class, middle class, and lower class. Why is that? Does Allah define people by class? There's higher class in Allah's side and middle class and a lower class. What kind of category is this? It's money, economy, economic status. Allah does not recognize, God does not recognize money because he has it all. Therefore, he looks to people based on who they are, in their belief and their convictions, moral conduct, and behavior. But no color, no race, no bank account. No physical attributes. Beautiful, handsome, he does not recognize that. Therefore, sometimes we feed the system of being arrogant by walking to a neighborhood and I think that I'm an upper middle class. That itself, that means there's some other people other than me, they're lower class. That by definition, it is, you know, defining arrogance in a systematic way. Therefore, it is better not to have to think of ourselves as upper or lower or middle. Always think of us, of ourselves, as a human being, as an ordinary person. If it happened that to live in a neighborhood, define that that being defined today as upper middle class, you define your neighborhood by its name. I live in Reston, I live in Herndon, I live in this McLean, but in upper middle class and lower middle class. We should not go into that. Another scholar says, arrogance is the misunderstanding of who you are. Misconception. It's jahlul mar'u bi nafsihi. Says arrogant is a person misunderstand who they are. And placing self above other people. Misunderstanding of oneself and placing it above other people. That defines arrogance. Why they say that misunderstanding of oneself? Because as a person claim perfection, that person, he or she, didn't know themselves. And even in English literature, there's a William Shakespeare says, is it William Shakespeare, I think? So know thy yourself. Get to know yourself. You know? And above that, of course, Allah said long time before that, said Allah says in Quran, in a verse, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, and your own self, don't you reflect in your own self and see it. See who you are. What the effect of arrogance in our human life? What it does to us? What do you think arrogance does to us when we become arrogant? What the negative effect of arrogance in our life? What it is? Do you know? What will happen when we become arrogant? Yes?
People will like them on their heart.
People resent people who are arrogant. Even they say, oh, we like you, in their heart they say, oh, you're arrogant. You will not be able to win the true love of people. Always is artificial. What else? Arrogance, a very destructive form of behavior that make a person who's good become bad. Why I say that? A person start learning Islam, become knowledgeable in Islam. And all of a sudden, he felt that he knows it all. He knows all Islam. The good deeds become bad deeds. A person worship Allah, stand up at night and pray tahajjud, but next day says, you know, what do you know of Islam? What do you know? I pray all night, you know? That is kind of showing off. It's part of being arrogant. A person become, think too much of themselves. And also, when a person is arrogant, does not accept he or she the opinion of others and does not listen to what is right, always reject a good advice. Arrogant person, because of the ego. You tell a person, don't drive in this street. You might have an accident because I just came from there, the snow or something. He said, who's this guy? You know, telling me what to do, you know. I have more knowledge. I want to listen to this guy. Let me go by myself. Or someone give you advice, very valuable advice, says, brother or sister, the way you're praying, I think it's not the best way. I think you need to do this and that. You know what they say? Okay, okay, okay. In their heart, a person saying, who is this person to tell me how to pray? I'm not going to accept it. The ego make a person reject what is right. They're not listening to people because from whom the advice came. Not because of the substance of the advice, but simply because it comes from a person they belittle, they look down to. And that's why have you heard of the story of the boy, or the child, you know, telling the king that you're naked, you don't have clothes? Have you have a story of the child telling the king? What the story is about, sister? You remember the story? Yeah, but not now.
But the emperor doesn't believe.
After Aisha. What'd you say?
I said the kid keeps telling the emperor that you don't have any clothes, but the emperor doesn't believe him.
Yes, the emperor, because the emperor said, I want to wear a clothes that no one wear. And this man come and said, the only intelligent people will be able to see this clothes. You know, I'm going to give you nice clothes, and actually give him nothing. And the emperor believe it. Until a boy said what? You're not wearing any clothes. You know, the arrogant person, will no one would dare to tell him that you're wrong because of how he or she will react. People afraid, worried. They say, the minute I'm going to give this advice, they're going to scream and shout. The minute I'm going to give advice, I'm going to lose their friendship. The minute I'm going to advise, they're going to be tense. The minute I'm going to advise, they say, oh! That means that person is not going to accept it. Therefore, leave them alone. And that's why the arrogant person always make a very big mistakes because they're not listening to the people. Also, when we're arrogant, we fail to see our shortcoming. And no one will fail to see the shortcoming will improve in any way. Always that person will be in the either go less, go down, or be in the same status. If I don't know how to pray well. And every time somebody telling me how to pray correctly, I reject it. Because I think that I know too much. I come from Sudan, my father was a sheikh, blah, 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 and therefore I'm not going to accept anyone to tell me. I will continue praying wrongly until I die. Am I correct? If I, for example, bad in spelling, and I said I'm not going to sit before any teacher to teach me anything because I will not accept it to be a student of somebody. I have always to have people to listen to me, but I'm not going to listen. I will never get improved. If a person have a problem in any skill buildings, human skills, and do not accept people's advice, that people will start continuing making mistakes. And you see many people reject other people's opinion because they're arrogant. And that's why they said, Mimani la yata'allaman. Two memes, Arabic language. Two memes, they will never learn. Zakarima Khala, two memes. Mustahi wa mustakbir. A person who feels shy of asking And a person who is arrogant, they will never learn. A person has to break the barrier. Say, I'm not going to feel shame anymore to ask questions. What a person said, I will not become arrogant. I have to humble myself and ask people of what, how to do this. I remember one time, years ago, a gentleman told me that he made so many mistakes in filing his taxes. So he insists to file it himself, and he doesn't want to ask his son. And he said, his son every time said, let me help you. He said, no, 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 you cannot help me. Finally, he said, why am I saying that? He's my own son. Let us sit. You know, instead of paying these penalties left and right, the minute he listened to his son, he got improved. He got to learn it. Or he said, I could have asked somebody else, even if I was afraid to ask my son. But sometimes we think that we know it all. We want to make mistake and mistake and mistake. It's okay to learn by experience, but it's bad to keep repeating the same mistakes while we learn. We have sources or resources where we can go and ask and seek help from. Arrogance prevents a person from entering Jannah, going to paradise. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. He said, a person have a little arrogance in their heart, they will not see paradise. Why people become arrogant? What do you think? What causes arrogance? Why do you think people become arrogant? No one knows? Four reasons. Make a person, the Imam Ghazali rahimahullah said, make a person arrogant. First, al-ajab. It's an Arabic word. Ajab means to look to yourself and say, wow, I have so much knowledge. Wow, I have so much money. Wow, I have so much muscles. You start with that first. Then you build on that. Then you say, whoever does not fit me or fit like me, they're bad. Or make a fun of someone who physically look different than me. Therefore, I feel this arrogant, okay? Or a person have money, they start belittling anyone who doesn't have the same money. They're not socialized with people who don't have money like them. Or a person, he think that has this degree, have PhD or this and that, he will not talk or have discussion. If there's a table of PhD people sitting, he will sit, so she sits. If there's a people who have, you know, humble education, he will not sit with them because he's intellectually cannot relate. You heard that things? Intellectually cannot relate to people. What is this nonsense? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he used to relate to the children, to the elderly, to the dignitaries of Mecca and others. He relates to everyone at the level. He engaged in dialogue with people of the book. He never said, I will not talk to this person. You know, they say the little girl will come and hold Rasulullah's hand and pull by his hand like this, and he will walk with her until she show him something. I want to show you something. He will not say, I'm Prophet of Allah, who this girl is? You know, he is always humble. Therefore, it is that the person should not think too much of themselves. The other thing is that hatred make a person arrogant. How is that? When a person hates somebody, they will not take any advice from them, then they become mutakabbirin on that person. For example, you dislike somebody because of you saw him on the train and he did not give you proper salam or anything. You got sick, you go to the hospital. The minute that you sit on that place to be checked, the person, you find out the person is a doctor. No, no, you cannot touch me. Why? I don't want him to examine me. I don't like that. Then he said, what's wrong with you? I'm fine. A person become arrogant because they think that, okay, I hate them. I'm not going to listen to them. I have to show them I'm not in need of them. Or sometimes we hate someone, we don't listen to their advice. Do you know that so many people, do not listen or adhere to the message even of Islam, because simply they have hatred in their heart. Although they know it's the truth, but they don't like to listen to Muslim. Because for some reason, there's a hatred there. And the hatred become wall between you and the other people. When you hate the people because of their color, you will not be able to listen to them. And that's why there's a joke. A black man said, don't hate me about my color. Get to know me, and you have enough reason to hate me. You know, don't judge me by my color, okay? Don't look at me and say, this is a person, I'm not going to talk to them. If they give me advice, how the black man going to give, you know, get to know things? This is arrogance. And many people do not accept even teaching of Islam from someone who they look to them racially down. The imam has to be from these categories. Therefore, sometimes you go with a group of Arabs, if the imam has half the Quran, but he's from India, the Arab want to lead the salah. Why is that? Why is that? Therefore, arrogance in people's heart. Therefore, it is the hating people because of who they are. You know, that is not acceptable. Hasad, envious. I'm envying somebody who really, and you see that all the time, by the way. Someone has knowledge, has experience, has skills. And a person become envious. Said, how comes he has that or she has that? Then as you say to them, why don't you ask, consult so-and-so in this matter? No, he doesn't know anything. Yeah, he has really years of experience in this matter. No, he doesn't know anything. He's envious. He knows the person has that knowledge, but they're arrogant. That's why they don't seek that from them. And they become happy if that person loses their license. Or that something happened to them, they become very happy. They say, I told you. You know, something's wrong with them. You know, I've been smelling it. So this is envious. And that's why a person become arrogant, because of envious. Or show off, riya. That's the fourth reason. Showing off. Person become arrogant because he want to show off. And I give you an example of that. It happened between husband and wife, and brothers and sisters, and some to a colleague. You sit in the meeting, in a company. Your boss sitting, you're sitting next to him or to her, and then you say something. And he or she, they think that they should have said this, not you. They have to look good all the time. Therefore, they might argue with you, against you, not because it is what you said is wrong, but because it makes them look bad. They're showing off. And a person sometimes become arrogant because he wants to look good in the eyes of people. I have to always maintain a best picture. I cannot afford to maintain less picture. Therefore, I have to always say who I am. You know, remember who I am. And that's why sometimes some people have PhDs, for example, or sometimes the doctor. And you call them by their name. You said, Muhammad or Hassan. They take it one day, second day, the third day, they say, listen. You know that I'm a doctor? Yes, I know you're a doctor. Why don't you call me doctor? I like it. Yahi, we are not in hospital. We are in a masjid. Therefore, I'll call you brother so-and-so. Why I have to call you doctor? Why I have to call you this? Why? And I have seen that. And I remember one time I was doing Umrah, and I did not realize that the person I'm calling is not a is a doctor. I've been calling brother so-and-so. And then the person said to me, listen, do I know you? I said, brother, we just got to know now in Hajj. He said, we call him by first name. Do you know I'm a doctor? I said, brother, it doesn't make any difference now. You know, I really liked you then, and maybe now this is going to affect me too. It does not. But you see, in Islam also, you should give people the proper level. Doesn't that mean, you know, somebody a doctor, don't call them a doctor. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the person who insists on it is the arrogant person. You get my point? It comes from you, it's fine. But if I said, if you don't call me sheikh, if you don't call me imam, if you don't call me a doctor, I will not accept it, that arrogance. Therefore, you have to differentiate between the two things. Because some people, if you don't put the title before the names, they get offended. But we come to this dunya with no title. Is that true? What our title when we came? Baby. You know? The baby just come in. They asked me when I had my third daughter, and my wife and I were debating the name, until she was born. They said, what's the name? I said, let's think about it. Call her the baby for the time being. You know, it is important that to have that in mind. What will happen when we die? Have you seen anyone say, the doctor in the casket? The doctor is going to be buried now. Have you heard that? We're going to bury the doctor now? We washing the doctor? No, they say the janaza, they say the body. The body have came, the body have been received, the body have been buried. No titles. But because of our arrogance in this dunya, we insist in calling ourselves big things. Okay? Therefore, we have to be careful. When we insist on it, it's a sign of arrogance. Okay. And sometimes, a person will show off, will argue with somebody. It's called mira. To argue, don't accept the truth. Somebody tell you this is black book, you say, no, it's red. It's black, it's red, because you don't like to accept them. Then, because in front of people, you don't like to look like you have lost the argument. When you and with that person alone, they said, you're right. It is black. Why was I arguing with you? Then tell, can you go outside and tell people that you believe it's black? No, brother, I don't have to do that. You have seen that? I don't have to do that. Between you and I was wrong. But in front of everyone said, I'm right. A part of being humble is that when you're in that gathering, you humble yourself. Like Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, he made a statement while he giving a speech. A lady stood in the back of the masjid, said, Ya Umar, that is wrong. He didn't say, sit down, I'm the leader of the believers, and your secret service or the intelligence service, please take her to the room, question her, interrupting the leader during the speech. He said, a lady is correct. This lady is correct. I'm wrong. Umar is wrong. In front of everybody. He did not say privately, you're correct, but you should not have corrected me in front of the people. I would have liked it if you wrote me a letter or an email. Send me an email. Between you and I. That's arrogance. Okay? Therefore, people have to humble themselves. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Alhamdulillah. Therefore, it is important to have us to think in that terms. Now, there's different level of kibr. Ibn Qudama rahimahullah said the highest level of kibr, arrogance, when a person claim the characteristic and the attribute of God. When a person think they're God, Allah. And that happened Fir'aun, the Pharaoh of Moses alayhi salam. Said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. He did not say, I'm a prophet or a messenger. He said, I am your highest Lord, God. I'm God Himself. وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي. You see this river Nile? I am the one medic running. If it was me, it would stop. And that's why he used to make the rules. He said to them, every time he want water to rise in the river, said, give me the most beautiful girl, lady. I want you to throw her in the river so the river can give us more water. The river had nothing to do with the girl. And that's why during Umar ibn al-Khattab time, the river, the Nile, does not have enough water. There was drought. People come to Umar radiallahu anhu. They said, Ya Umar, people before Islam, they used to throw a girl, bride. A bride have had to wear nice clothes and used to throw this bride into the river. And the river might bring water. The water might rise. Therefore, what do you think of this? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to the river, to the Nile. And he said to the Nile, if you used to run because of the girl being thrown at you, we don't need your water. If you run because of the commands of Allah, run again and bring us water. Have the water, He said, take my letter and throw it in the Nile. A letter to the Nile. to break all of the things. And alhamdulillah, the water, Allah gave them water than never before. He wants to break this kind of customs, that no one should claim they have control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resources and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rizq and sustenance. And also Namrud. Another example of this arrogance is Namrud. You know, Namrud is the king during Ibrahim alayhi salam time. Ibrahim alayhi salam, peace be upon him, he stood before the king named Namrud. And Namrud, he used to believe that he's God. And he was very upset that Ibrahim alayhi salam telling people to believe in Allah. He said, bring me this man here. Let me ask him questions about this God. Ibrahim alayhi salam stood before him. He said, who is your Lord? He said, my Lord is Allah. He said, what your Lord does? Tell me what one of the things that your God does I cannot do. He said, my Lord, bring life, give life, and take life. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيت. قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيت. He said, me, I can do the same. He brought two people from the prison. He said to his man, work for him, he said, kill one of them, to the prison guard, said, kill one of them. He killed one of them. He said, set the other person free. Said the other, said, you see, I do it. I kill one of them, I give them one life. Ibrahim alayhi salam, who could have continued that argument, and by the way, wisdom in da'wah. You do not, calling people to Islam, you do not, if a person make up things to sustain the argument, look for something bigger to convince them with it. Because it seemed like a person had mirah, which is arguing with a way that does not make any sense. Ibrahim could say, alayhi salam, bring that person whom you killed back to life. That could be a challenge. But he said, okay, you believe that? Okay. My Lord, bring the sun, have the sun rise in the east and set in the west. Do the opposite, exchange them. Tomorrow morning, want the sun, by your will, to rise in the west and to set in the east. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. The man becomes speechless. He cannot bring the sun and say, come here next morning, I would like you to come to the... فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. اللَّهُ لَا هَدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَفِرِ. This person, he's arrogant. He claim that he has Allah, God characteristic. And unfortunately, I'm going to tell you something. In our present time, some people have claimed that they have Allah characteristic. I remember a Muslim ruler, supposed to be Muslim, quote unquote, a generalist shook his hand and he told him in Arabic, "Anta azimun azimun kallah." He said, you are so great like Allah, like God. And the man did not say anything. I heard with my own ear, and I saw with my own eyes, in the CNN, during this last war, a man from Iraq saying, Saddam for us like God, like Allah. I heard it, and I saw it. No one told me. No one can claim, what you're talking about? What God do you talk about? No, that person does not give Allah the estimate he deserves. Allah says in Quran, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَ قَدْرِهِ. They don't give Allah the estimate he deserves. They're belittling Allah. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. They did not give Allah the estimate he deserves, and whole earth will be folded by him. الأرض جميعا قبضته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fold this earth. والسماوات, heaven, the universe, مطويات بيميني سبحانه وتعالى ما يشركون. I'm going to stop here. I think they're going to call for Maghrib, and inshallah we'll come after the Maghrib to discuss more the category of kibar or kibr and the ajab and this, how we can cure ourselves from a such a disease. or to avoid associated disease. I think they're going to call for Maghrib now. If you have not made wudu, it's time for you to make wudu because there's no enough time between Iqama and Adhan. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لكم الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. To continue the class, I said the greatest form of arrogance or kibr when a person, he or she, give themselves the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they think they're God himself. And we gave example of Fir'aun and Namrud, those two kings who really claim, we can call it Godship, you know, inventing words in English, or Lordship. And you know what happened to them? You know how Fir'aun died? Pharaoh died? Was drowned, water. He was not killed with a big army. It was water. What's a water? It's a weak creature that is spilled. Yeah. How a water can overwhelm a person who is really ahead of a big state? How can a water kill a person? He could not fight water. And he drowned. You know how Namrud died? Namrud died by an insect. As today, what is SARS? What's SARS? It's a virus. SARS is not a machine gun. SARS is something we will not see it with the naked eye. All human beings that start wearing gloves and we wearing masks for something that's so small, if it was even become visible, we'll step on it without noticing it. If it become visible, become an ant. If it become the size of an ant, we'll step on it. But can destroy, can kill a human being. The other form of arrogance, rejecting the message of the messengers. You say, I believe in God, but I cannot believe you are a messenger. And that's what happened to people of Mecca. They rejected Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of arrogance. They said, this Quran is so beautiful, so nice, but if it was revealed to a man other than him, he's an orphan, he doesn't have money, he doesn't have that status that we're looking for. He should have been revealed to Walid al-Mughira in Mecca, or another man in Taif. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. So we wish this Quran was revealed to one of the two, one of the men of the two villages or towns. And they used to say about the Prophet Muhammad, أَهَذَا الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ? Is this the man who sent the Prophet? هَذَا الَّذِي يَسْعُمْ? Is this the one who claims he's a prophet? Belittling him. This istikbar become arrogant. And when they have been called that to listen to the Prophet, they turn their back, mustakbirin. They turn their back and they will not sit and listen to him, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third is to become arrogant on people. We belittle anyone you see. Anyone we see is so small in our eyes. We are so big. And this the also kind of arrogance that Quran Kareem spoke about. They say, oh, Shu'aib, Nabi of Allah, do you want to believe what we want us to believe on you? وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ. And the little one, the wicked person, the weak people have followed you. And they come to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, oh Muhammad, kick those people. Those people who, Bilal ibn Rabah, Salman al-Farisi, those people who look down to them, don't have them around you and we believe. We cannot come and sit next to Bilal. It's not going to work. What the Quran said? to Rasul Sallam that wasbir nafsaka ma'a alladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal 'ashi wa la ta'du 'aynaka 'anhum turidu zinata al hayat ad dunya wa la tuti' man aghfalna qalbahu 'an dhikra wattaba'a hawa wa kana amruhu furutan. Quran came and warned Prophet Muhammad, said, be patient with those who remember Allah day and night and do not turn your eye away from them. And do not listen to someone who is arrogant, who asking you, said, get them out, then we'll become Muslims. No. If you want to accept Islam, this is Islam for all. There is no higher Islam and lower Islam. You know, Islam first class, Islam second class. Islam for especially custom made for some people, you know, and some people want you to do that. They said, brother, we live in a different situation. You know, my job is different, my this and different. And therefore, I want you to customize, custom made Islam just for me. You know, make it permissible that I pray once a week, maybe just come to Friday because I'm so busy, I cannot pray 5 times a day. There's no such Islam like that. Islam for the higher, Islam for the lower, Islam for the rich, Islam for the poor. It's one Islam for all. Therefore, you cannot, you should not be able to bribe an imam to give you a fatwa. You know, to tell him that I want you to custom that. Because if you do so, when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not going to help the money you pay. Okay. Therefore, the people, they rejected the message of Islam in principle of racism. That they say, we will not accept it because in time of Shu'aib, because weak people become Muslim. We cannot accept that kind of Islam. We're not going to accept it during Rasulullah's time because of Bilal and the others who accepted Islam. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not accept from anyone who wants to enter Islam and he wants to have other people not to believe in it because he or she, they believe it's racism, it's Arab things, or it is African things, or it's Pakistani things. Islam is not. Transcend all human colors and human ethnic groups. Also, an example of being arrogant or looking down to people is that the king of Persia was told that Prophet Muhammad, messenger, I mean the man who been sent by Prophet Muhammad, is at the door, want to see him. He said, why don't give him some money? This Muhammad and his group, maybe they need, there's poor people, there's bad ones, don't have enough clothes, then give them some money, get them out of our face. I'm not going to see this man. They said, this man is insist to see you. He said, then, if you want to see me, I want to impress him by money. I want a big Persian carpet, that much. When he walk on it, he feel like as if we flying on the sky. You know, walking on silk. And I want the chair that have all gold on it. And give me the best clothes, so this Bedouin, when he see me, say, wow, forget about Muhammad, I'm your man. That's what he's in mind. Impress him, bring best Hollywood picture, bring everything, brainwash this guy. When he walked in, he says, you know, I want to stay here. I'm not going to go back. Rabi' ibn Amir, he entered the palace. And he has his spear with him. When he walked in his spear making holes, he didn't even see the carpet. The man bigger than that. His heart is full of something different. He couldn't see the gold. He didn't see it. He saw a man that is very humble, a human being, as Imam Ali said to the man who was working arrogant. And Imam Ali said, radiallahu anhu, said to the man, don't walk like this. Allah would not like this kind of walk. The man said, don't you know who I am? He said, I know who you are. He said, who I am? The man expect that Imam Ali said, you are in the Wall Street. I saw in the front page of, you know, Washington Post. I saw in CNN. You are the big man, rich and famous. Imam Ali said, I know you. You are the one whose beginning was a sperm and an egg. That's how you started. Remember the beginning. Very important. Sperm and an egg. And then your end will be a stinking body. When you die, you'll be stinking. No one will like want to keep you. One, no one would like to keep the body of their husband or their wife or their children. Said, I want them to be there. Because 2 days, 3 days, they will not stand the smell. He said, that's how you're in. And while you are alive, you have a need to go to the bathroom. Like anyone else. A very humble picture. It's called, we call it in psychology, reality check. You have somebody sit down, want to counsel them, want to make sure they don't have any mental problems. Said, what time is it? What month is this? To make sure they're sound. He gave them reality check. The man, he get up from his deep sleep of arrogance. Rabbi ibn Amir, he entered the palace, walking to the spur, and the king of Persia said, what bring you to us? What you're up to? He said, wallahi innama arsalna Allah bihada deen. Allah sent us with this religion. Look to this. لنخرج الناس من عبادة العباد لعبادة رب العباد. He said, Allah sent us with this religion to free humanity from worshiping one another to worshiping God Allah. He demolished the concept of me. He said, we are not into business of worshiping human being. No matter how much great, how much big chair you have, how much big palace you have, how much big statues you have all over the place, all over the city. You know, 10 here, big statues, 10 here, big, you are nothing. He said, وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَى سَعْتِ الْآخِرِ. And from the narrowness of this dunya, from the limitation of this life to the abundance of life to come. وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ لِعَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And from the oppression of other ways of life to the just way of Islam. That was the message. The man does not see anything. Because in his heart, he does not dare to feed any ego of someone. And this one, we're going to come to that. Because one of the problems that people are arrogant, because somebody feed their ego. Said, oh, you are the most this and that. I don't believe this person tried to correct you. He doesn't know who you are. And he says, oh, yeah. He doesn't know who I am. You know, that's what it is. And many people around that, you know, we call them intellectual things. They said, you know, you made a very good, nice presentation. You see that person who was in the back of the room was trying to correct you? Who is she? Who's he? Don't know anything. Yeah, that's true. I don't know who can. Arrogant, feeding the ego of someone. Therefore, I'm going to tell you one of the solutions, what to do with that, inshallah. The other categories, that's the levels of arrogance. Categories of arrogance. Ibn Qudama, rahimullah, says, he said, arrogance begins with the feeling inside the person's self. A person feel in their heart they're better than others, in their heart. It begins with that. Then manifests itself in action. How is that? A person might pretend that they're humble. They wash, they clean the thing, but they say in their heart, see, me, I have a doctor, I have a PhD, but I'm cleaning the masjid. In their heart. So the people, when they see the doctor like me, they say, wow, the doctor cleaning the masjid. That self-feeling is arrogance. You see? Satan deceives us. I say, I'm the rich man in the town, but you know what? I'm going to really have some chat with some poor people around the corner. I'm going to go to the ghetto. So that I look very good. I look like, you know, this rich man, he really can relate to average person. I'm going to have some pictures of Washington Post hugging like two poor people or something like that. So that because that arrogance is a pure humbleness. But inside is what? It's arrogance. And that's very dangerous. Ibn Qudama is one of the wise scholars. It has this book that talks about this raqaiq, disciplining oneself. He's the best psychologist that I have ever read, he and Imam Ghazali. But he said that. And he said, this kind of person, he described it, في قلبه شجرة الكبر. In his heart have the tree, the roots of arrogance. But you don't see the branch of it. ولكن لا ترى أغصانها. The tree is there, but it's not visible. You know? You know, they have the tree that inside the, you have the some of the plants. The roots go there. You see the fruit sometime in the top. You don't see the whole tree. That plants that go on the surface of the earth. He said, this person have that roots of arrogance. The tree is there, but people don't see the branch of it. Okay. The second characteristic of arrogant person is the person who thinks or she thinks that they always have to have a special treatment, have to be treated special. You have to talk to them in different language. In their heart, if you talk to me like that, you don't know. When you stand up before me, you have to have your hand down. You know? You have to have your head down. You have to do this and that. Meaning that person, telling that person, you cannot treat me in a such way except have me to accept it. You have to differentiate between discipline here and arrogance. You can tell your children, don't talk with your hand like this. Because also in the hadith of Rasulullah said, do not talk and put your hand in the waist. Because that's a sign of arrogance. And unfortunately, I've been seeing lately, and this politically may be not correct, but I'm going to say it, you know, for the sake of Allah. I've seen the person being asked to rule Iraq these days, he's always putting his hand in his waist, like this. Always talking to people like this. This is self, like ego thing. You know, a person, by behavior, you can say a person is arrogant. Their chest is out and they're doing this. What is that? That's why Rasulullah said, do not do that. You cannot talk to people like that. Because certain authority, you know, is humble. But a person, for example, remember I said that the person said, why don't you call me doctor? Why don't you call me this and that? Because that person, he wants always to have a special favor and treatment. For example, a person come to the salah, and it happened in this city, Washington, D.C., in one of the conference. People were sitting in the first line of salah. A group came, said, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, go back. Why? Because Sheikh and so and so and so is coming. They kick out of the first line of salah, and the Sheikh who came late to salah, they sat in the front. And that's why Imam Ali did not accept it from a man who Imam Ali was given khutbah, and most of the people were not Arabs sitting in front row. This man came, you know, between the lines, and Imam Ali was given the khutbah until sat like this and looking at him. Imam Ali looked at him and said, what is this? He said, I was discussing with one of the brothers, he mentioned to me downstairs. Remind me of this story. He said, oh, Imam, non-Arabs have just been taking over this mosque. Talk to Imam Ali. And Imam Ali said, don't ever do that. Remember what Rasulullah said? You sit in the, whenever you find a place. You do not say, I'm the sheikh, I have to sit in the front. This is not, it's not good. If a person come late, see whatever, sit wherever they find a place. Not insisting. A person, there's no, that's why in Islam it is prohibited to reserve a place. You cannot put a sign in the masjid that says reserved. Therefore, you come late, you in the beginning of the Jum'ah, and you come and then walk in front of people and sit. No, you sit where you find a place. حيث انتهى به المجلس. The third sign is a person by their tongue. Brag and keep talking of how much wealth they have, how much, you know, power they have, how much influence they have. That's a sign of arrogance. When a person talks too much about it. They sit in every place, you know, I just made $3 million in the stock market. I just made this money. I just did this. I did that. I did that. And so person brag about themselves all the time. Or a person compared themselves, said, you know, I know the whole Quran, and so know half, only half of it. Why you have to compare yourself to somebody else? Or a person says, I made 5 million, why this company lost money last week? Every time you want to make yourself look good, that's dangerous. But ulama said, presenting facts different from being arrogant. How is that? And that's why it's a thin line. You can say, our school, the school I graduated from, all people went to college. That's a fact. But if you said, oh, my school, all the school went to college, but your school, no one went to college. That's arrogance. Get my point? Therefore, we have to differentiate between the two. And that happened between people of wealth, people of power, people brag about things, or people of physical look. Someone who thinks that they're the most beautiful and the most handsome person. He said, how come, subhanAllah, you know, I asked so-and-so to marry me, she said no, and she said yes to him. I don't believe that. What she sees in him? People say that. What she sees in him? Because persons think that the most handsome person, or the most intellectual person, or the person who have the more money. Or the same thing for the sister. And she said, oh, you know, him, it is, you know, or her, marrying her, why? What do you see on her? Why me? That's arrogance. You know, you think that you're better than others, therefore you deserve more rights. And the other thing is that people of power abusing their power, oppressing others, because you believe that they're not human beings. And that's why some people have very quick in making decisions in some people's life, concerning people's life. Someone who can make a decision to execute someone, or make a decision to deprive one, to humiliate someone, because simply they believe that person does not deserve any respect. That's arrogance. When a person, you have a person, for example, tell you, this so-and-so is waiting for you. I said, oh, no, okay, forget about them. But they said, oh, but so-and-so waiting for you. Oh, yeah. That's arrogance. That means I can, you know, help this person or be with this person, but, you know, that person does not deserve it. Sometimes, even if that person comes for their rights, and that's why in Islam it's prohibited, being a judge, to differentiate between anyone who stands before you. And I'll give you an example, beautiful example from the history of Islam, of humbleness. Imam Ali, who was the ruler of Muslims, he has a dispute with a person who's not Muslim over a shield, dirah. They stood before a qadi and judge. Imam Ali said, this is mine. Remember that story? And the other man said, it's mine. Judge asked, Imam Ali, do you have witnesses? He said, yes, my two sons. He said, do you know better than that? Your son cannot be a witness. He's telling the qadi, the judge, telling the Imam Ali, who's the ruler at the time, or the leader of the Muslim. It's better than the ruler. Ruler give negative things. Leaders of the Muslim. The judge says, then the shield is brought to the other person. They're about to leave. The judge says, come back, Imam Ali. Yourself, you'll be held in the contempt of the court. Call it contempt of the court. He said, why? He said, because you frown. You don't like the way that I told you to stand next to him. Probably that's the reason. He said, no, I was frowning because you made a mistake in your procedures. He said, what is it? He said, you called me by my nickname, by nice name. He said, Yabal Hassan. Oh, the father of Hassan. In Arab culture, if you call somebody by their son name or the children's name, that means as if you are a friend. And you call the man by his first name. You call someone Mr. and you call someone, hey, stand there. That way it is, okay? He said, and that's not fair. You should have called me by my first name and him my first name. That's called humbleness, you know? That is how he doesn't want the judge or anyone to misuse their power. Therefore, it is important. And by the way, domestic violence happened because of control and arrogance. Because the other person feels the other person have no rights. The other person is not a full human being, maybe. And that's why it takes place. Too much ego. Now, how can we treat arrogance? how a person makes sure that to avoid arrogance. There's a, you have in your note here, I stated a list of things. The first way that to resolve arrogance or to clear ourselves from this arrogance, and by the way, I want just to tell you something. There's something different between ajab, you know, ajab being pride, have this pride, being proud, and being arrogant. Ajab is that sometimes you become so proud of yourself, but you keep it to yourself. You think that you're good and this and that, but you do not go and tell people, I'm better than you, I'm going to do this. It starts as a feeling. That's why the beginning of it is ajab. And a person have to notice the symptoms, the signs. You know, when you get the fever, when you go to have a flu, what do you have? Have fever, sometimes cough and so on. You can measure arrogance. You can smell it. You say, Subhanallah, am I really bordering there? What am I doing? You woke up in the morning and said, listen, today I'm just going to not accept anything so-and-so is going to tell me because I don't believe that person knows anything. You made a position that you're not going to accept anything because you know it all. Therefore, you sat in the meeting, you know, Quran says, some people don't listen to Quran because their ears are closed. They don't like to listen because they know that they're not going to accept it. Therefore, you sit in the meeting, people talk. Blah, 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 blah. And all of that time you were saying what? Whatever they're saying is nonsense. Wait until I talk. Don't people do that? Even husband and wife sometimes, you know. Whatever you're going to say or whatever you're going to say, just I'm going to listen. But really, wait until I'm going to. That while your people are talking to you, you're thinking about what you're going to say to them. And that arrogance. You're not a good listener because you think that, why should I listen to you? Right, let me prepare my argument. And that's why people said, why are you saying this? Or sometimes you say what other people said. You see some people repeating each other. Said, I think so, so then, but this is the same thing that brother said. No, it's a little bit different. It's not different. Why don't you humble yourself and agree with them, period. But sometimes we reject things and so forth because of that feeling we have. Therefore, we need to notice it. Immediately when the fever go, you know, it's not 99 yet, you know, boarding there, or it's 99, you say, you know what, I'm having a fever. I'm going to watch it, see how much you're going to rise. I'm going to really have that Tylenol next to me, the fever of arrogance. Therefore, you start with that kind of feeling, okay? Now, the second level is that to know who we are. The failure of knowing who we are make us arrogant. That's why they say, رحم الله امرئ عرف قدر نفسه. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow his blessing upon a person who knows, who she knows, who they are. You know, Abdullah ibn Umar saw a man walking very arrogant. There's another story. And he saw him like walking like this. He said, Subhanallah, shaitan have brothers. Shaitani ikhwana. Say shaitan have brothers. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Allah said, the servant of the Rahman, the most merciful, they're the one walking in humility on earth, not arrogant. You see, sometimes people walk like their hands far from their... Have you seen that? Huh? Don't you see that? And some people say walk like brothers. You know, you have to show off. You know, the young people, huh? You have to put your clothes down, drag it to the floor. You have to make sure that you stand up and you look at the person like this with the end of your eye, you know, as if they are a fly there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the servant, you're laughing because you've seen that, huh? He says, the servant of Rahman, the people who walk in humility, you know? يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Something very interesting about the Rasulullah ﷺ life. You know, Rasulullah ﷺ, when he talks to a person, they say he was so shy of showing any kind of arrogance as if al-khadra'u, talking about the lady fi khidriha, you know, al-adra'u fi khidriha, as if a young lady, when he comes to talk. Why is that? But when he speaks with what? With authority. But when you see him, he's very humble. Very humble himself. And that's why one time was sitting with his companion, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man walked in and said, Ayyukum Muhammad, which one of you is Muhammad? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to tell you of knowing oneself. Which one of you is Muhammad? Rasulullah sallam said what? Sitting, didn't say anything. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, Hada Rasulullah. This is the man he is talking to is Rasulullah. The man couldn't believe it. That is after Fath Mecca, opening of Mecca, Islam being demolished. And when people say Rasulullah sallam name Muhammad, then become very famous. The man starts shaking from the top to the toe. All of a sudden, shock come to him. You know what Rasulullah said? Believe me, if this was another president who were a king, he would be laughing. He was scared. Rasulullah said, Hawun alayk. Come down. Why is that? Wallahi ma ana illa ibn imra'atin kana ta'kulu al-qadid. He said, don't shake before me. I'm nothing but a son of a lady that used to eat dry bread with water, not even stew. That was her food. I'm not a king. Hawin alayk. Don't do that. Come down. Rasulullah knowing oneself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even reminded him not to become arrogant. What did he say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran? وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَطَرْضَى. Allah will give you until you become pleased, will satisfy completely. Then he reminded him, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Did he find you an orphan and he gave you shelter? يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. And he found you a man on need and made you self-sufficient. عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. وَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. And he found you a person looking for guidance and he set you in a straight path. Then what he said, therefore, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Don't oppress the orphan. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Don't neglect people who are in need. People come and ask you. Don't be harsh to them. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Knowing him to remind him of who he is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded human being, all human beings, who they are. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He got a dry bone, yeah. Yunus. He was walking beside a grave. He took a dry bone of a human being. He sat, found Rasulullah sitting. He made it like this in ashes. And he threw it in the lap of Rasulullah. He said, Ya Muhammad, atuz'um anna Allah yuhyi hadha? Oh Muhammad, you claim that Allah will bring this ashes back to life? How comes? He will not be able to do that. Talking to Allah, saying Allah will not be able. Allah responded to him in Surah Yasin. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Doesn't the man see, human being, that we create him from this drop of liquid, the sperm and an egg, and then become this man who argue and deny خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. He gives this example and he forgets his beginning, his creation. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. Because human being always will forget that. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. He said, who bring ashes back to life? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٌ. Said, the one who created the first time, he's the one who can bring it back to life. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. He knows all his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. Does man think that he will be left with no guidance, with no accountability? أَلَمْ يَكُنْ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. Wasn't the man begins, human being started, human being, mankind, humankind began with this liquid of a sperm and an egg? نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى. ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقًا, then became a cult. Ultrasound make us feel amazed. Who have children in this room? if you have any picture of ultrasound, keep them. So that if your son or your daughter, may Allah protect you and protect them, open their mouth and said, I did, and that said, listen, this, that's what you used to be. You know? You need to humble yourself. Because the minute that a person feels that they're strong, they become arrogant. نطفة ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى أليس ذلك بقدر أن يحيي الموتى بلى. Two, I said two things now. Third is knowing Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Because when you know Allah and you know the absolute power, then we humble ourselves. When we become overwhelmed by thinking about His power, then we humble ourselves. We don't become arrogant. When you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the power in His hand, the one who can give life and take life, then we become what? We become humble. That's why Rasulullah used to say what? When he used to swear, he used to say what? وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ Rasulullah, when he used to swear, he said, I swear by the one, the soul of Muhammad in his hand. What a beautiful way. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ That we need to relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala power. Fourth, that we should not promote arrogance. People become arrogant. We cannot feed the arrogance of people. A person who is arrogant, don't say, yeah. And that's why, you know why dictatorship become dictator? Because have people around them said, you are the right. Everything says. And he will say the most unwise things. And somebody said, absolutely right. You are correct. He called him for destruction, and people said, you are the best. You don't, you know, you can make it. They have him live in illusion. And that's why the king of Saba, the queen of Saba, see, the queen of Sheba, they call it, queen of Sheba, when Sulaiman alayhi salam sent her letter, she said to the people, listen. This beautiful letter, first of all. This man asked to submit, what should we say? The people said, well, we are powerful people. See the army always think like that. We're going to fight. And that's why when a dictator become an army man, that's a terrible thing. He said, we're going to fight. She said, no. The wise thing to send him a gift first. Then we'll see what will happen. The second she said, what she said? She said, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرِيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا عِزَّةَ أَهْلِيَ أَذِلَّا وَكَذَلِكَ فَعَلُوا She said, the kings, when they come to any land, they will humiliate the people. They bring the people on the top to the low. Therefore, we should not do that. You know? She was a wise woman. She did not listen to the people around her. Therefore, it is important that we not feed the ego of arrogance. We tell them who they are, give them proper advice. And that's why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said that رحم الله مرين أهدى إلى عيوبي. May Allah bestow his blessing upon someone who tell me my shortcoming mistakes. Finally, brothers and sisters, and then I conclude this class. In order for us to free ourselves from arrogance, we need to have someone check on us, remind us. Someone who's genuine. Be around some people who are genuine, give you a sincere advice. Do not pick up some people who say good things about you. Make sure, if he give me one advice and told me that, Brother Majid, your pronunciation of English is not that clear, then I said, I'm not going to talk to Eunice anymore. I have to really to talk to him. That who going to tell me good things? Zakaria and Ibrahim always tell me, oh, you're beautiful, your speech is nice. Therefore, I'm going to listen to those people. We should avoid that. The person who gives us advice is better than someone praising us always. That will help us in this life and life to come. Finally, we have to remember that the life of life to come is the real life, not this life. We should not have become fascinated by power in this life, by wealth in this life. لا يقرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل. Don't become fascinated with power and wealth and the glory of people. This for a little while. How long it is? who was the, now in America, they said people have been living longer now. I just was giving a lecture the other day to a group of retired people. And I was told that, alhamdulillah, the community is growing of retirees. How long a person can live maximum in America so far? 150? Have you seen anyone live 150?
No.
100 what? 120. And that is the maximum. Therefore, if you see anyone living in glory, it's 120. But it's not all 120. The last 20 is the eyes does not see well, the ear cannot hear well, a person walking very difficult. The last 20, just give it that, yani. Other 100 say very powerful, very physically fit, all the 100. Mata'un qaleel. It is for a short time. And then all of us will come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I want to remind myself anew that having those things, put things in perspective, give them what the estimate, the actual estimate of who, what they are, make us humble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us humbleness, and I will allow 3 or 4 questions. If you, I think it's Isha being called or not yet? 9:30. 9:30. You have any questions? Yes.
What? Pride. Is there any like type of pride that's permissible?
Okay. There's a difference between arrogance and izzah. Dignity. Every person should have dignity and honor. You should not humiliate yourself, but you should humble yourself. You get my point? Izzah is what? You don't accept someone to tell you that yeah, Muslims are bad and this and that. You have to have izzah of Islam. Said, I'm a Muslim. You don't accept injustice done to you. It's not humbleness. That's why people sometimes mix things. Person become humble themselves and they think this is humbleness. No. Or a person become coward, not standing for, have a courage to stand for what is right, and they say, no, I'm humble. No, yahi. There's a line. That's why don't mix those things. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعِزَّ لِلَّهِ وَلَرَسُولِهُ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Dignity and honor belong to Allah and His Prophet and the believers. But hypocrisy, no, not. Okay? Therefore, we do not confuse it. I'm so glad you asked the question, because some people, they think that have izzah and dignity, it is it is arrogance. No. You know? And it's very important that a person to stand for what is right. And that's why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, Wallahi laqad a'azzana Allah bihada ad-deen. I swear by Allah, Allah gave us dignity and honor in this religion. فَإِنِ ابْتَغَيْنَا الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهِ. If we seek dignity and honor other than Islam, we become humiliated. Okay? This is called izzah. That's why they said, مَنْ اَعْتَزَّ بِذِ الْعِزِّ فَذُ الْعِزِّ لَهُ عِزِّ. Whoever seek dignity and honor from Allah, Allah bestows dignity and honor upon that person. Okay? Imam Shafi'i said, من ابتغى لم لم من لم تعطيه التقوى عز فليس له عز. The one that piety and righteousness that does not give him or her dignity and honor, they will have no dignity and honor. Okay. Therefore, for example, a sister being beaten by a husband every day, abused, and I said, sister, that's not acceptable. She said, brother, I have to be humble. I said, humble of what? This is not humbleness, this humiliation. You have dignity and izzah and honor to stand for yourself. You know? For people have to be careful. Don't allow people to step on you, but don't step on anyone else. Okay? What else?
So, in relationship with asking forgiveness and arrogance, that, in terms of a humble person, are they more likely to seek forgiveness?
That's true. In dispute, people have in dispute, that shaitan come and feed the ego of someone. Said, don't ever go ask for forgiveness. Because if you do that, you'll be humiliating yourself. Rasulullah resolved this for us. He said, 3 things I can swear by Allah on them. One of them, he said, And there is no person who give forgiveness, asking for forgiveness, and forgive others, without Allah elevate them more and give them more dignity. مَا زَادَ إِمْرُؤٌ بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّةٍ. Every time you ask for forgiveness, Allah give you more عز. يَا أَخِي الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And by the way, that's what happened, that people when become arrogant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةٌ أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةٌ وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. People of Ad, they become arrogant on earth. And they said, who more powerful than us? We are the superpower. We are the most powerful people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't they see Allah, the one who created them, is more powerful than them? وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. They used to deny our signs. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Therefore, a person always think that they're powerful. They don't humble themselves. They have all the power. They become destroyed. But look to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he entered Mecca, and his head was down. دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مكة متأطئ الرأس. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم entered مكة and his head was down like this. But he was saying the statement of dignity. جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا. Truth have prevailed and falsehood have vanished. Because falsehood is always vanishing. But his head was down. And then he said, oh, people of Mecca, did the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have cards? Was 50 people of Mecca have to be brought for justice? He did not do that. He said, Ya Ahlu Mecca, oh, people of Mecca, what do you think I'm going to do to you? They say, Akhun Kareem, Ibn Akhin Kareem. You are a good brothers and the son of a good. He said, Idhabu fa antum tulaqa, go, you are free people. He set them free. Because in the time of having him prevail, he cannot go on the breast, say, I'm going to step on all of you because I am here in Mecca now. He did not do that. He said, you are free people, go. That is courage, that power. And that is not arrogance. Away from it. You know? And that's what it is. In the time of forgiveness, in the time that you have is your time. And I see some people go to court in marriage dispute. The husband says, I'm going to humiliate her. I'm going to wipe her out. I have a best lawyer. She said, I have the best lawyer. I said, brothers and sisters, what are you doing? Destroying one another? Humble yourself. Remember that you're going to stand before the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not in this dunya you're going to walk away with it. Don't think you're going to walk away with it. Humble yourself. Therefore, we need to remind ourselves, forgiveness brings nothing to us but dignity and honor. It does not humiliate us. What other questions you have? Yes, well.
I want to make two statements. First one is that more or less, I was always told that arrogance as a character, as a quality, have its origin with shaitan. The time when Allah created Adam, he told him to make sujood and disobeyed because of this kind of arrogance. So it's actually his origin. And the fact is that it bordered also on shirk, because when you become arrogant, you know, 10 attempts, as you say, to feel that you're rivaling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a form of shirk. And the fact that you made a lot of illustration about people and the past and so on, I think something that you see that's prevalent now in our time also, we have Muslims sometimes. They're not labeling any specific group, but because of the length of the beard, or because of the way they dress, or because of what they do, they feel that I am it, and the rest of Muslims are not. And they have that kind of attitude to walk around with that kind of air, that we are the best, and everybody, you know, even though they're Muslims, you know. So in the sense that this in itself is also a form of arrogance, and it's plaguing a lot of communities.
I will, mashallah, this is very good comments. The first comment about shaitan. Shaitan, and... No.
You made a last comment about the brother who have abused his wife, and you told her that this is not. I want to say to you, sometimes you could say to the sister who have abused her husband too.
Okay, or the sister abused her husband. Okay. Of course. But 90% of domestic violence goes by men. But I know that women abuse their husband too. But I want to just to elaborate a little bit. Shaitan, good point. All good points, alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair. Shaitan, first thing said, I'm best than Adam. Clay, fire. Some people do what? They want to a mistake. Even some scholars said, no, the clay better than the fire. This is not the point. It's called reverse racism. White better than black, the black man is the original man, and the white man is the devil. Isn't that, you hear that in America? Yeah, that is the reverse racism. It's not acceptable. That's why Allah put him out of his mercy, because he was arrogant. Mustakbir. Okay? ما كان تكبر فيها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you cannot become arrogant in this place. One. Two is that people become arrogant because of religion. I know more Quran than these people, therefore I'm going to look down to them. If a person does that, whatever they do, Allah will not going to accept from them. That's why they said, إِنَّمَا أَقْبَلُ الصَّلَاةَ مِمَّنْ تَوَاضَعَ بِهَا لِعَظَمَتِي. I accept the salah from the person who become humble because of it. Not become arrogant. My salah is better, that he doesn't pray well, you know. My beard is longer, it's shorter. Okay, my hijab is better, the hijab is wishy-washy. My this and that, and this. My children know more Quran, your children know nothing. That, no, you have to be, and that's why, you know, Imam Ghazali said, how you can fight arrogance in ni'mah, in bounties? He said, bishukr, become grateful to Allah on the ni'mah he gave you good children, he said, alhamdulillah, oh Allah, I thank you for it. Allah give you money, he said, oh Allah, I thank you for it, my money. Oh Allah, become grateful to him, not grateful to ourselves. And this is a problem. We become grateful to ourselves. We think that we, because of we are chosen people. That's not acceptable. Okay? The other thing I want just to mention here is that sometimes we have even groups. Arrogance become a clique, or they call it a clique. Am I saying the right thing? Clique. Muhammad Majid and his friends, his colleague, they think that the best people are the Adams. Therefore, any decision at Adams has to be Muhammad Majid and Yunus and Ali and so forth, five of us. Anyone else begins, no, they don't know anything. We have all the decision. That's arrogance. You know? When a person believes that no one else better than their group, you know, people graduate from Harvard, they say, only Harvard people can resolve this issue. You can have a person who never went to school, can think better than you. Never, because we associate intelligence with literacy, and that's a big mistake, by the way. Intelligence and being wise have nothing to do with writing, reading and writing. Okay? Rasulullah was ummi. You know, you can have an illiterate person, very wise person. It resolve a problem. You know, I'm going to tell you something in conflict resolution. They made a study in Africa. They found that the system, they call them like a umda thing, that used to resolve problem in the village where a court system couldn't resolve for years. They come and demolish, British come and demolish that system, said we're going to have a court system. People start going to court, going day after day. When the elderly comes, they say, sit down, what is this about? Forgive him, give him the money, divide it half and half. Finished. No law school, no degree, no Harvard, no Yale, no. Average person, sit, resolve it, finished. Therefore, we do not think, we should not think that way. Okay? Therefore, the sometimes arrogance can be a club. This is the danger of it. Only we intellectual people, only the people who can think, only us. And that make a person, and they become a support system of arrogancy. I tell you, you tell me that you're good. I tell you, you're good. We are the most knowledgeable people. You are more this and that. And then when we start thinking that way, we don't see anyone except us. And that's why I learned from brother, I think, Hamid. When we had you talked about our brainstorming of strategy, one of the things that people need to do, when they like to think about the strategy of Adams, you cannot bring all Adams board to think about the strategy of Adam. I have to bring someone else from outside and say, I think you don't do this right, you don't do, because we come thinking alike. We like what you do. We don't think beyond that. Therefore, it's important that arrogance sometimes it can be a group. And that's why I warn people in MSA and people in all organizations, don't start have a clique. And then they say, only us. Our program is the best program. Our idea is the best idea. Everyone else is not. That's very dangerous too. Now they call for Isha, and I think the room is getting hotter.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.